This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 24th. God's word to you today is, take root. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 1 verse 20 and it says, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die." Let us remember our commitment from yesterday and follow through on our commitment to join a life group, resume a life group, encourage and motivate our life group members, or to start a life group. I pray that God will help you follow through in Jesus' name. Amen. I read a story recently, a man's account of an event that took place when he was in the university. When Philip was in the university, he was a believer in Jesus Christ, even though he was not one of those in-your-face kind of believers, but his faith in Jesus was settled and solid. Philip had a friend, Janet. There was nothing but friendship between them. However, Janet was not a believer. She was part of a generation that thinks the Bible is not true and do not believe they need to be saved from anything. But Philip liked Janet's company, so they just hang out and talk. Then one day in class, a classmate of theirs stooped in front of the entire class and announced, "Philip believes in Jesus, but Philip believes that Janet will go to hell because Janet does not believe in Jesus." Then he turned to Philip and demanded, "Philip, is this true?" Philip said his heart pounded so fast, and honestly, that was the only thing he remembered. He says he cannot tell if he fainted because he cannot remember. Philip was faced with the generation of people that feel they are in the post-Christian era. People that are offended at the idea that there can be a hell. They feel very offended at some God that would try and regulate how they live, thinking that it is God's main objective to regulate how people live. Why would anyone want to do that? Just like many people approach the Ten Commandments, God's word, and God as though God is a kidnapper, they do not realize that God is actually the lover. What would you do if you were Philip? What do you consider the most embarrassing thing you have experienced for your faith? Please read Daniel 6:1-28. Daniel had lived in Babylon since he was 17 and was now 70. He had served Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, and now Darius. If there was anything like naturalization, Daniel would have his citizenship already. But they still insisted on referring to him as that captive from Judah. People will insist on disdaining you. There is nothing you can do about it. What we should learn from this story is, like Daniel, focus on God and continue to be great for your God. Do not try to convince the naysayers. Just focus on all that God has called you to be. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Everything, everything, Lord, you are everything to me. Everything, everything, Lord, you are everything to me. My treasure, my priority, who can compare to you? Great is the measure of your royalty, O morning star, you truly are everything. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.